There's been a rise in popularity of a gaming genre commonly referred to as wholesome gaming. These wholesome games are defined by their bright or cartoonish visual style. They have a relaxed pace and are widely accessible. And one of the most popular titles in this genre is Animal Crossing New Horizon, which has been an entertainment staple for many people in the quarantine, selling over 50 million units. Animal Crossing has been the biggest launch for the Nintendo Switch, beating games like Mario and Zelda. So big, big numbers there. To learn about the genre of wholesome gaming, we're now speaking with Ren Breer, an art director at Witchbeam Games. Good morning, Ren.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, no worries. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, first, can you tell us why people are heading towards wholesome games?
So I think a lot of it has to do with the current times. Like, we're living in pretty stressful times, and I think a lot of people feel like they don't have a lot of control, and wholesome games are a good place to escape to, somewhere to feel safe, and where you have, like, your own little spot in the world that you can control and feel good in.
And what is the genre wholesome games?
Well, a lot of games are more about conflict and winning or losing. Like, they're driven by conflict in order to be exciting, and they tend to be fast-paced, and they can be really fun, but they're also fairly high stress. Whereas wholesome games are more about slowing down and just discovering things, finding little delightful interactions. They also tend to be very personal, both to the developer and to the audience, and they allow for the player to express themselves very often. There's generally not much about, like, winning or losing. It's more about just being in a place and experiencing it and enjoying it. They often have a certain aesthetic, like you mentioned, but they don't necessarily have to be cutesy or colorful or soft. It's nicely with their topics.
Now, you mentioned before that during this time, during the pandemic, a lot of people kind of enjoy having, like, playing these wholesome games and something that's a bit more slower, I suppose. Do you think that the wholesome gaming genre has changed the gaming industry? Is it something that's just kind of risen, or it's always been around?
I think there have always been some wholesome games. So, like, the latest Animal Crossing game is just the newest one in a series. The first one was for the GameCube. But we haven't had a genre for this before. Like, it wasn't defined as a particular category of games. I think it's not, because it's so new as a label, it's not really had an effect on the larger industry. Like, bigger studios tend to be slower to react to things like this, with some notable exceptions like Nintendo. But otherwise, it's been mostly an indie phenomenon, like, by indie developers.
Now, you're an art director at Witchbeam Games. Did you want to tell us about your game, Unpacking?
Sure. Unpacking is a game about taking things out of boxes and finding places for them to go. You start with an empty room and a pile of boxes, like the moving truck has just left, and you're ready to start unpacking. The game spans multiple moves. You follow a character through the different moves in her life from childhood into adulthood, and we tell a story through the items that she keeps from move to move, what she leaves behind, and what new things come into her life.
Oh, wow, that's so interesting. And it's kind of nice to see it in a bit of a relaxed way, because I know that for a lot of listeners and anyone who has had to move, packing and unpacking can be quite stressful. So it's kind of nice to have it in a game where it's, like, much more relaxed.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Like, games can make anything, any sort of activity, just more enjoyable, because we take out all of the things that are not fun. Like, you have to put away all the boxes and take them down to the bins, and you have to lift heavy things, and, like, none of that happens in our game.
Oh, you got
the
nice bits.
You just get to do the nice bits, yeah.
Oh, I like that. I like that very much. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but thank you so much for telling us about Wholesome Gaming and your game Unpacking.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
And just quickly, if someone wants to play Unpacking, where can they get it?
Oh, it's not out yet, but it should be out next year. You can check out our Twitter, Unpacking A Life.
Oh, that's something to look forward to. Thank you so much, Ren.
Thank you.